Hi there, Jonathan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, you know, how it works and what's included, what you can expect as far as how much work you can get from it, and, of course, answer any questions you have. She's also requesting for me to apply a reduced rate, being that your company is less than 1 year old. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. It's been good on the phone all morning.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll be very respectful of your time. Tara's helping me to find the one company that we'll work with. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. It is a month-to-month service. Now, you use Google yourself, I know, so you're familiar, too, I bet, at least a little bit, with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, being that it's a fairly young company, that's pretty powerful. I mean, people will not need to already know the name of your business to see you as a top option. Of course, when people don't know who to call, they Google it. So they'll go on Google. Maybe they'll go on Bing, you know, the other search engine. They're looking for painter, painting contractor, painter near me, interior painter, residential painter, or commercial painter. You know, whatever they might be typing in, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as they're in your part of the valley and looking for a painting contractor, your business will pop up. Now, there's a Facebook page currently, but no website, right?
Correct.
And there's obviously photos on that Facebook page. We can use those photos or even different photos. What I want to do here for you is include a website at no additional cost. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there do have the reasons to call you. So certainly a website's a very powerful conversion tool. Obviously, though, it only works when people see it, and we don't want you to have
Right.
to tell people the name of your website. We want you to be found when someone searches for your services. So if you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have created one for you. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, we create the almost 70 different destinations and directories that the search engines search for. It's called off-page optimization, and it is what puts businesses on that local map when they've got more relevant content than their competitors. So all of that content will be talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to that .com website and, of course, those verified listings right there on Google and Bing. Now, is it just you doing the work or do you have a crew?
I have a crew.
You have a crew, so you can certainly handle more business. No real preference, Tara says, between residential and commercial. You kind of want to feel things out. Now, you'll get a steady stream of phone calls. We'll target both high-end residential and commercial clients as well. Now, what I'd like to do, because, I mean, you are, I know you're not servicing the entire valley, just kind of your end of it, right? Did you want to even be found in Phoenix?
What I've been doing, I was kind of all over the valley right now.
Okay.
I just hadn't narrowed anything down to a specific area yet.
Gotcha. Well, the reason that I bring that up is we can, I mean, the local map's going to be for Chandler in the immediate area. So if you are wanting to be found throughout the valley, if you want to be found in Phoenix itself, I would recommend that we include Google or, you know, some form of paid advertising, not just the local map, but we could do Facebook paid ads. You've got a Facebook page. You'll have Facebook ads as well. It's still going to be a flat rate and month to month. And, of course, you do qualify for reduced pricing, being that you are a young company. So that being said, you'd be looking at exactly $299 a month as an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. It's not a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. It would just be that flat rate. The calls, though, will come to you. So people will be calling you directly and calling you specifically and calling you really after seeing your website. And, of course, you know, it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, etc. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, it is. Like I was saying earlier, I'm still kind of in that phase. So like that was one of the reasons why I hadn't even created a website yet, because I'm not exactly sure what we wanted to, as far as go after, as far as commercial or residential. I think right now,
right,
I'm kind of leaning towards a commercial work, but I'm just not 100% sure at this moment.
Right. So we do targeted marketing, meaning that with the keywords and the search phrases and the content that we'll put on those different destination directories, platforms, that's what Google sees. The algorithm for the search engine instantaneously indexes that content. So, you know, if we're talking about commercial, if we're talking about residential, you'll get found for those. And we can kind of really focus on one more than the other. So if you wanted to focus on commercial, we could do that, or, you know, we can really make sure that you're getting a steady stream of calls from both residential and commercial clients. The best part about it, and I know that, you know, with Thumbtack, you might get a few commercial leads, but, I mean, Angie Leads powered by Home Advisor, it still is geared towards residential clients. With something like that, you're not likely to get a lot of commercial clients or opportunities even. You know, and you're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not, and it might not even be a
Absolutely.
Job that you wanted to bid on, but, you know, it could still get pretty expensive, especially for a younger company. So, you know, this is a very valuable option, and it is, like I said, something that we can change. We can, you know, shift the focus as your services change or where you really want to be found when you kind of figure out what your territory is, what's going to be most profitable for you, what's going to be easiest for you. We can pinpoint that information later. You know, obviously it's very adaptable to your needs in the moment, but, you know, we do offer the services on a month-to-month basis. Now, the website that we would build for you, we would include it at no additional cost, not only the initial construction. We would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, and that would, in fact, be included at no additional cost. Our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, of course, to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone to call you. Now, like I said, we could do a more localized campaign, which would be probably for Chandler and Gilbert. We wouldn't have to run paid ads in that case, and you'd be looking at just $199 versus the $299. But I do recommend, since you're willing to travel and trying to, like I said, trying to figure out where you most want to be found, if we do those targeted Facebook ads, we run those in specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, we can move the campaign around, kind of test the waters if that is what you wanted to do for you. And it's only an extra $100 a month. You're still seeing 50% off the cost of the service. That package would save you $300. You'd save $200 a month off of a local-only campaign. So it ends up being a difference of $100. But, I mean, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really want to go for the work, how much work you can take on, and, of course, what the budget allows. At least on the surface there, you know, for Chandler and Gilbert and $199, the website still included all the directories. Or to target, you know, more specifically in that greater Phoenix metro area with the ads included, you'd be looking at $299 a month. They're both fixed rates and, of course, all inclusive of cost, no taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that. Which of those two campaigns do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point?
I really like the Chandler Gilbert. That would actually be a little bit better, just kind of say
sure.
local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good way to go. I mean, you're still targeting a lot of people, and for residential and especially focusing more on commercial work, there's definitely jobs to be had. And it's not like, you know, you're a hair salon or a doggy walker. You know, you don't need 15 jobs to break even, right? One good job that you weren't going to get otherwise will easily offset the cost of the service. But, you know, whether you do 5 jobs, 15 jobs, 50 jobs a month, it's still just going to be that flat rate. In this case, it would be the $199. The website would still be included. Now, that tracking system allows you not only to see how much work you're getting from using the service, it'll also let you see the work that we're doing. You know, we are going to create almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google, all of them talking about your services and service area. They'll all have their own clickable icon through your client dashboard, your tracking system, so you can see that the work has been created, that it's accurate, and of course, you know, that's going to help you to know that we're working hard on our end to get you on that first page. A lot of our clients, though, will just ask someone who never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? And that's enough for some people. But that tracking system is very detailed. Like I said, you'll see exactly where it's coming from. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories or from your website. I mean, most of the time you will simply get direct phone calls, commercial, even residential clients, of course, will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will be a contact form on the website, though, so people can tell you where their business is located or where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away, Jonathan, when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do, though, type into that lead form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system so you know where the work is coming from, how much work you're getting, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, that's a lot of information.
Well, I mean, it's a comprehensive program. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of work that we have to do to get you and keep you on that first page. Like I said, you do have that detailed reporting and tracking system, but really all you'll need to do is answer your phone when it rings. I know that paying for leads, a lot of the times the hard part is just getting somebody on the phone. You get the lead, you chase it down, they may or may not answer. They might have already spoken with one or more of your competitors before you even get that lead. So this takes that part out of the equation. You know, they are calling you directly. They are calling you specifically. You use Google, so you know you will not be the only company that pops up on that first page, and ultimately not everyone who sees you there will decide to call Pro Paint Repairs. But the ones that do, they'll be calling you directly, calling you specifically, and really calling you hoping that you're available to do the job and wanting to hire you for your services. So it is a very high conversion rate. Now, I do see it listed as an LLC on that Facebook page, so you would want Pro Paint Repairs LLC to be how you brand your company, right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And it'll appear that way on the website and on all the other destinations and directories. The Facebook page has propaintrepairs@outlook.com. That's a good email address then for us to contact you regarding your account?
Yes.
It will also be attached to the contact form. Like I said, when someone fills out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And the phone number that we are speaking on, this is the number that you would want your customers to call. It's the number on the Facebook page. Is it also the best number for us to reach you?
That's actually the business line, and then I do have a personal line as well, but yeah.
Well, it would be just as a backup. I mean, obviously not for us to promote for your company, but for us to use internally to call you directly. What is that phone number?
480-580-3256. Okay.
So I've got 480-580-8256, and again, that would not be the business number, but just for us to use internally. As far as the business address goes, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based. You go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online?
Correct.
Yeah, and, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run out of the home or out of the truck. You know, you don't have customers come to you. Even if it was like a shop or an office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and knock on your door, especially if you're out in the world most days. the one thing that Tara attached, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, was an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. You're listed there at 684 East Winchester Way, 85286. Is that your home? Is that a residence?
Yeah, they put my home address on there for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Right. And like I said, Google will not ever do that. You're actually not even going to have a zip code. You'll be listed Chandler, Arizona, not even that 85286 zip, and certainly not that Winchester Way address, just city and state.
Yeah.
And then, Jonathan, I never did get your last name.
Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
Okay, Mr. Hobbs. And then is Jonathan J-O-N-A-H-T-H-A-N?
No, it's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. And then, Mr. Hobbs, when we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll want to email it out to you, but a lot of the times we can give you a quick call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those?
No. Yeah, they're all fine. I'm all
okay.
And
good.
On that, on my secondary number there, I think you may have had the numbers mixed up on there.
I've got 480-580-8256.
Okay, yeah, it's 3256.
Oh, 3256.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for helping me to fix that out. And then, okay, so yeah, you know, we'll contact you by text message, by phone, by email. You know, usually there's some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text and things like that. And for the longer pieces of information we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. If you don't have any other questions for me, I did want to ask you real quick about the Angies or the Thumbtack. I mean, you're using those services currently, but Tara says you don't, you're not a huge fan of paying for leads. Obviously it's hit or miss. The reason that I even bring it up is that because you are spending advertising dollars elsewhere, there's a promo code in here somewhere. There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here for you, and it's not specifically for Angie's or for any specific service, but because you are spending advertising dollars elsewhere, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Now, the setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I want to include the website for you at no additional cost. The setup fee is to help us offset the cost of creating the different directories and destinations. You know, it might be a $99 setup fee, and I might take $20, $30 off of it sometimes, but I want to take just about half of it off, you know, take $49 off of that. It would be a one-time setup fee of $50. You know, I know how expensive paying for leads can get, and I want to make it as affordable for you as I can. So it's just going to be a one-time setup fee of only $50. It only attaches to that first month. So it's $249. That's first month with the setup fee included. Websites included at no additional cost. Every month moving forward, it does drop down to that exact rate of $199. And if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Hobbs, I'll do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. It does look like you've got that logo as well, so we'll be able to use that on your website. We'll also have, if you want us to, a link to your Facebook page, a clickable link, that Facebook icon that people can click on and would go from your website to your Facebook page. So anything that you've already got working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. Now, of course, like I said, that follow-up call will take care of all of those things and a couple of others. what I would do now, and it's required of us as we're a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Hobbs, it gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, month to month, no contract, that we've reduced both the subscription costs as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I'm actually required to read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Jonathan, we can move forward from there. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mr. Hobbs, give me just 1 second here then to get that set up. Okay. So, Jonathan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hobbs, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Jonathan, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Pro Paint Repair, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Hobbs, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jonathan Hobbs, business owner, operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Hobbs, as the owner and operator of Pro Paint Repairs, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then
yeah,
for the
exactly.
billing, and then for the billing information, Jonathan, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Hobbs, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jonathan, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jonathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the lead-based services, aware that you've got the Facebook page. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. You know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Jonathan, we're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Hobbs, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Jonathan, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you. We'll also, like I said, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 18th of October, in the very discounted total amount of just $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of of just $199.00. And again, Mr. Hobbs, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Jonathan, we are also including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Hobbs, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, Jonathan, we are offering our services completely at will, month to month, and no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you may absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Jonathan, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hobbs, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jonathan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Hobbs, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Jonathan, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial?
My name and then the business name.
And the business name. Okay. No middle initial on that particular card, but it's got
no,
Jonathan Hobbs and Propaint Repairs LLC.
Well, on the on my card, I just have Propaint Repairs. That's the only thing that's
Propaint
on there.
Repairs on the Yeah, I hear that a lot. Sometimes people say that they even cut the last word in half. So you don't
yeah,
want
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. At least you've got Propaint Repairs on that. And you said it was a Visa, so that should start with a 4. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4856.
Yes, sir.
2002.
Okay.
6081.
Yes, sir.
8979.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 0525.
05 of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
859.
859. I've got 859, 859 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2025, the expiration date. Jonathan, was the card itself 4856, 2002, 6081, 8979?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home, the 684 East Winchester Way, 85286?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hobbs, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent at this point Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. when just about everybody else sets the clocks back in a week or so. It would be 8 to 5 Arizona time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Mr. Hobbs, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. The next available would be at 10 o'clock. There's also 11 and 12, and then 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Did you want something as early as 10, as late as 3, or somewhere in the middle?
And you said that was for today?
That's for today, if today works for you. Yeah, I mean, we can look for tomorrow.
Today, if I can do it today, that would be even better, if I can do it today. Can we do 3 o'clock?
3, yeah. So we'll schedule it from 3 until 4. It is, like I said, a one-hour window, so the call won't get to you right at 3, maybe a few minutes after 3, but get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. At 2 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and then I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Some people ask me what that means. The other thing that I wanted to do here for you, and this will be for our client interview technician and for anybody who calls you, is to set up a security question. It's for your protection as well as ours. That way you know you're only dealing exclusively with us and that we are dealing with you or someone under your employ who you shared this information with. One of three questions. I don't necessarily recommend the first one, which is your mother's maiden name, but you could choose that if you like. I mean, it's a little more sensitive than the city you were born in or your first pet's name, but I did want to ask you which of those three you would want as your security question, and then if you can give me the answer.
City I was born in is fine.
Okay. And what city is that?
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you is, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I have the text.
You did.
I have two emails from you, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it sends out the welcome email as well as the invoice email, but the invoice email is the one that we're looking for. If you open
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, I have it. And it's the invoice, yes.
Okay, perfect. So the invoice email, of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It does go to where the text message would open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Jonathan, is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we are going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll optimize your listing on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to necessarily walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box just below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, We want you to either type in or copy in your and paste your name exactly as it appears. So case sensitive, J and H capitalized, just the one space in between Jonathan and Hobbs. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Jonathan Hobbs in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Mr. Hobbs, that does a few things, actually. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the subscription costs as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason it's asking you for a username and a password, it thinks, the automated system that is, thinks that both your tracking system is activated already and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this case. We do, of course, have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something for you to track, but the it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. In the next day or so, once your tracking system is activated, we will email and text you out your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like, although a lot of people never do. Either way, it's fine. I can give you the username, though. That cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. It's the business number with the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is just going to be 480-208-5884. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That is, by the way, the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything to the support email. When they do the client interview, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com email address that you can use to email the photos team directly if you like. I do have that call scheduled for today at 3 o'clock. Like I said, it'll get to you just a few minutes after 3. It will be coming from one of our client interview technicians in a different department, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, to be honest. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. If it does, and I'm sure it will, allow you to scale back on paying for those leads, I think that's good for you, but it also makes me feel pretty good as well. I've been doing this long enough to remember, you know, even long before Angie Leads was called Home Advisor about 9 years ago.
It was exactly.
Yeah, and even before that, it was called Service Magic. Same company, they just change ownership, change names. But I've talked to business owners using that particular service as well. People using Thumbtack seem to think it's a little bit better, and it is, because it's only like 3 or 4 people, not 6 or 8 people, getting that same lead that you get, but it's still a lead-based service just the same. So, you know, I think this is going to help you to scale back on paying for those leads, save you some money, and I'm pretty happy to be part of that too.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Hobbs. It is going to be like if it's someone else from that client interview technician team. Thank you. You'll get that call in that 3 o'clock hour. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you, Mr. Hobbs. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Praise Jeeves.